1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8. Let's see. Hello. Hello. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8. Hello. Man, oh man, I'm telling you. Test, 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 test. Testing 1-2-1-2. Okay, so welcome to our backstage pass pre-show. This is Phil Hendry, the 28th. Today is the 28th of. Now, is there 29 days? What's today, man? Sunday or? Yeah, today's Monday. So today is the 28th. So the last day of the month is the 29th. Am I right about that? Let me see. I think I am. Interesting. Okay. No, 28th is the last day of the fucking month. Tomorrow. Today, I mean, today. All right, so welcome to our pre-show, and we're going to do our regular encore for today, and then our new shows will commence on Tuesday, and I apologize for all of that, but I had a tooth extraction that was really fucking painful, and I couldn't basically talk for a couple of days. On top of that, I lost my voice. It was a whole bunch of shit, you know. It happens, man. I'm not indestructible. I am not indestructible, okay? So how about all this bullshit from Ukraine, huh? Well, our job here will always be to entertain you, to bring you laughs, to bring you giggles. Even if the whole goddamn world is coming to an end, we'll make you laugh through it. That's our guarantee to you. I'm Phil Hendry. Nice one, Phil. Well, I'm sorry. What you're seeing behind you, or behind me, rather, that's late 40s, early 50s Los Angeles. That's coming into the Civic Center, into downtown, at the Harbor Freeway. It's the Pasadena, heading toward the Harbor Freeway. And it's rounding a turn where up to the right would be Dodger Stadium eventually. Here's the Harbor Freeway proper going straight down to Long Beach. And that looks like, you know, the 50s. So that would have been my dad going to work. As a 40-something man, and at home he had me, I was like 5 or 6, and all that shit was happening. I remember my mom's two-tone Mercury, and a car that my dad brought home from my mother, because we only had one car at that time, was the two-tone Mercury, and my dad came driving in one day with a 1936 Lincoln, a stick shift, and this was the car he bought for my mom. I'll never forget sitting in this fucking car. Do you realize in the old days, in the 30s, they stuffed seat cushions in automobiles with straw? I remember there was a tear in the leather of the seat, and there was straw, hard fucking straw. I still remember the smell of it. Crazy shit like that. All right. Now, we're going to log in. We have logged in. We're going to go to our thing. Now, let's see. March? We're already into March, aren't we? You see, 2020 March. I like these early pandemic shows. What's March 1st? Here it is. March 2nd. It's another Catscape episode with Shadow, Smokey, and Thunder. They interview the Bogota, Colombia cat that saved a lad from falling down some stairs. Why not? Why not? Okay, we'll do Catscapes. A big segment of our audience loves Catscapes. My brother Jeff Baker is often doing Catscape merchandise. Love you for that, Jeff. All right, so now let me get a 1999 classic hour. God damn it. I put on some hand lotion because I get dry as fucking. Jackie keeps telling me, your skin is terrible. You need to put on lotion. I go, what? You know, but I do, and it's made a difference. I mean, I don't know what kind of difference, but anyway. What am I looking for? Oh, 99. Now, you wouldn't know it to look at me, but I took Taekwondo, studied, worked out in Taekwondo in the 1970s. And Taekwondo is karate with a lot of kicking. Roundhouse kicks, straight kicks, you know, jump kicks. I don't know the fucking terms for them, and I don't give a shit. You know, I learned how to do roundhouse, frontal kicks, front kicks, and jumping kicks, punching, that kind of shit. But as old as I am, and I'm 69 fucking years old, The other day I thought, I'm going to try to see if I can still do a roundhouse. I can do a pretty good roundhouse kick. I can still put a whole lot of force. And a roundhouse kick is a great thing because I guess an experienced fighter, they're going to see it coming. Most people don't see that coming. You know, you square up with somebody. Next thing you do is you haul off and whack them with your fucking foot, and that gets their attention. But the bigger picture, the bigger thing is the workout. It's a great fucking workout. And I was sitting there, I was talking to Jackie. Go, I walk on the beach. I do a lot of that kind of shit. But the best workout that I've ever had in my life was taekwondo. It was just practicing. You could do 100 kicks with the right leg, then 100 kicks with the left leg, then do some punching. If I had a hanging bag, and I don't mean anything personal about that, I don't mean that. If I had a Rich versus Burr, Bobby Dooley's worried that the current demonstrations going on in Washington, D.C. is going to lead to an all-out class war. Did we already do that one? Jesus Christ. Henry, you are something, man. So, you know, if I could bring myself to do that twice a week even, 100 kicks per leg, that's a fucking workout, man. Talk about, because here's what happened. I hit my target weight of 210 sometime, I forget exactly when, but I think I hit my target weight like just after Christmas, believe it or not. Because I was at 211, then we partied at Christmas time, and then I had to work that off. Then I got to 210. I think I got to 210 like early in February. And so now, you know, the last 3 weeks, I've been partying again because I went to Florida, hung out with Jackie, and I go, hey, I hit 210. So we, you know, we had our Valentine's dinner at Tecatos. We hung out at Boat Campers, which is, we love that place. The Quarter Deck, we hung out there at home. And now, you know, I have to get back to maintaining my weight. The way to do it is through the course of the week, you watch your calories and then party if you want on the weekends, man. Go ahead and have your fucking whatever, hamburger or whatever on the weekend. What is this one? This one looks pretty good. R.C. Collins, the teen point of view, especially with Chris Norton, the topic of the night is what it's like when you're 16 years old and you're still a virgin. No, man, I ain't gonna fucking do that. Here's the third. No, the third, bitch. Not the second, the third. All right. Rockin' and grinnin'. Pastor William Rennick is worried. Phil discusses coast to coast with Art Bell. Oh, God damn it. Come on, man. Friday, December 4th, 5th, 6th. Monday the 6th. The Morals Clause, Vice President of Syndication David G. Hall joins the program to discuss high standards and values Phil must maintain while under contract. How to bid on a house, entertainment writer joins the program to talk about the home he bid on today. Doug claims that due to the fact the bed wasn't made and the dishes are dirty. We'll do that one. That's pretty funny. Jesus. All right, see, there's L.A., downtown. Sometime in the 50s, I guess. 40s, looks like the 40s. Black and white. Did I, Okay. March 2nd, 2020. Did we download that one? Let's download that one too. Okay, so we're groovy. All right. Oh, man. See, my mouth is still like sore from that fucking dental procedure. Not even a dental procedure, man. It was like an oral surgeon procedure. All right. Let's do it. Let's do it, bitch. No, I don't want to do that. Do this. And I'm sure I'll do that. Okay. So I hope you guys had a good weekend. Crazy world. Crazy fucking world, man. What can I tell you? Anthem. Thank you for your payment. Social Security. What to know. What the fuck is this? What do you want, man? Bother me. What is this shit? Okay, Washington Post. All right. Man, these guys. December 1999. Okay, now we got a Catscapes we're going to do. Okay. I didn't put in the addressee or the, yes, the addressee or the addressor. However it's said. Okay. Okay, man. So, here we are. March 2nd.
Hey, 1, 2, 3, 4, how you doing? Come here to the pre-show. I thought what we'd do today is we'd do a little Catscape, but I can't remember the goddamn characters in this fucking thing. I'm going to have to look it up here on the...
Was this only the second Catscape?
I got to look it up here on the
search engine. What fucking movie
is
this in the background?
to find out what the goddamn thing sounds like, and I forgot all about it.
I grew up with guys like that. My father didn't sound like that, but my father, that was his intention. He basically, he was a Canadian version, and I was like, hey, what? No, I didn't do that shit. You're supposed to go fix that stuff, not me.
So every fucking guy I talked to when I was a kid growing up, there was always some version.
All right, man,
thank you.
I don't want to get any specifics. I'm just going to say
right, thanks.
Okay.
What's going on with that cat? I want to look into that, you know? Maybe she was... Hey, that's a...
When does this start, man?
...in his crib. 27-year-old...
When's the show start? When's the fucking show start?
Security footage our cat printed using the cyanotype...
Sent you the hero of the week, Catwoman, you are a blessing. This was posted by...
What?
His,
God damn, I'm doing an awful lot.
Worldwide of this...
Catscape, with your host, Shadow.
Oh, he's in Bogota, Colombia. He's like a black and white, I don't know what he is, but he lives in an alley around there, and the family feeds him, and next thing you know, the guy's on YouTube, international star, international star. So we're going to talk to him. Also, another round of How Dumb Shadow. I'm now... Hi, Phil. No, I'm going to do Shadow. Hey, this is Shadow. Stay tuned for more Catscape. That's right, another one of Catscape with me, Smokey, and Thunder. And we're going to have a very special guest today. Got the belt in an alley around there, and the family feeds him.
Let's do it, man. Come on, bitch.
Catscape with Shadows.